The text is the gospel lesson just read from Mark chapter 10. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How difficult is it to enter the kingdom of God? Well, it must not be too difficult because Jesus says, let the little children come unto me and forbid them not, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. If it belongs to little children, it can't be too difficult. But then a rich young man comes to Jesus and asks Jesus, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus responded, well, let's start with the Ten Commandments. The man kept the commandments. He was a moral, ethical man. Then Jesus loved him and said, sell everything you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. The man went away dejected and depressed, for he was very wealthy. It turns out that what he owned actually owned him. Then Jesus said to his disciples, how difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. His disciples were amazed. Jesus reiterates, children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were exceedingly astonished. Because in the conventional wisdom of the day, a rich, moral person was especially favored by God. And if he cannot enter the kingdom of God, then as the disciples ask, who can be saved? If the rich, if the moral, if those who have things cannot be saved, then who can? Jesus lets the shoe drop. How difficult is it? With men, it is impossible. How difficult? Impossible. The upside-down world of the kingdom of God undermines and subverts all of our common sense. We do not deconstruct Jesus. Jesus deconstructs us. The kingdom does not belong to those who are first, those who are somebodies, those who have a lot of things to offer God. A lot of wealth and power and prestige and status and accomplishments and success and works and merits. No, the end time kingly reign of God the Father comes through this lowly Jesus of Nazareth. And that kingdom belongs to the children who have nothing. It belongs to the nobodies who have no status and power and wealth and accomplishments and success and works. It belongs to the last. So welcome poor people in your congregations. Don't just go for rich people to help with the budget. The kingdom belongs to the last. And many who are first will be last. How difficult is it? With men it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. God is able to give the kingdom. And this kingdom comes through this lowly Jesus of Nazareth, and only through this lowly Jesus of Nazareth. He is the one who inaugurated the end-time kingly redemptive reign of God, his Father. He is the one who exercised divine authority by casting out demons, by healing the sick, by raising the dead, by teaching with authority, by forgiving sins. He is the one who, just as he predicted, went to Jerusalem and was delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes and was condemned to death and delivered over to the Gentiles and was mocked and spat upon and flogged and killed. He is the one who came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many, for you, to shed his blood to free you, that you might belong to the kingdom of his Father. He is the one whom the respected of the age rejected and crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, vindicated and exalted to his right hand. And this Jesus of Nazareth calls you to follow him, to trust his words, rely on his works, and let him be your Savior. Earlier, Jesus called the rich young man to leave everything behind and follow him. Peter chimed in and said, see, we have left everything and followed you. Jesus neither commended nor condemned Peter. Instead, Jesus responded. Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel who will not receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. Is following Jesus pointless? A grand delusion? No, Jesus assures you with his sure and certain promise, the surpassing worth of the kingdom leads you to forsake all for the sake of him and the gospel. And those who leave everything behind for his sake and for the gospel will receive a hundredfold in this age. That might mean, and it does mean for many people, leaving behind family and friends. But you will be part of a bigger family, the family of God, with many brothers and sisters in Christ, and with God as your dear Father. The Father of Jesus becomes your dear Father. And Jesus paves the way. How difficult is it? It is a life of joy in the family of God, with God as your Father. But then Jesus adds, you will receive a hundredfold with persecutions. How difficult is it? It's a difficult life with persecutions. People will mock and ridicule you because you confess traditional, creedal, biblical Christianity. Because you think biblical events actually happened. Nobody thinks that. Because you think you were created. Nobody thinks that. You might, in parts of the world, even find yourself in prison. Traditional Christians are persecuted in countless ways. But it is a life of joy with God as your Father. But we follow Jesus, who at this time was on the road to Jerusalem in order to be handed over and persecuted. His disciples are not above their master. There is life in the family of God with persecution. And then Jesus adds, and in the age to come, eternal life. Eternal life, that is the one thing the rich man could not secure by his wealth. He had secured his life in this age, and he wanted his future life to be as certain as his retirement savings. What must I do to inherit eternal life? But he wanted eternal life as on his terms. He wanted to negotiate. Jesus does not negotiate. Jesus never negotiates. Jesus gives eternal life on his terms. How difficult is it to enter the kingdom of God for those who are somebodies, for those who want to offer God their works and merits and accomplishments and success and status and position and wealth? It's impossible. But for you who come as little children, who come as beggars with nothing to offer, for you, to you, Jesus gives eternal life. To you, Jesus gives the kingdom. Cling to Jesus by faith. Let him be your Savior. Amen.